For more than three decades, we've lived by this mantra.
In the sun, this summer sun, slip, slop, slap, slop, slap, slip on a shirt, slop on sunscreen and slap on a hat.
Who would have thought a seagull with a speech impediment gets cut through? But he did. New research from the Queensland Cancer Council has shown for the first time melanoma rates across the state are stabilising. Now, if you're aged between 40 and 59, hello, diagnoses have plateaued, while the rates for those under the age of 40 getting diagnosed with melanoma, they're dropping. This can only be good news. Chris McMillan is the CEO of the Queensland Cancer Council. Chris, afternoon.
Hi there, how are you?
Very well. Sid the Seagull. He's been with us since 1981, but finally the message is getting through, so it seems.
Look, the message has been getting through, and hence this good result that we're seeing, and particularly in those age brackets under 40. And hopefully, in the years to come, it will continue to decline for that generation.
Yeah, it's promising stuff too, considering we are the skin cancer capital of the world.
Of the world, yes.
Younger generations being sun smart, but it's not so good news for older generations. I mean, this is the lag time, isn't it? This is not something that just sort of happens overnight.
Yeah, that's totally right. So with melanomas, they take many years to develop, and it can be one of the most preventable types of cancers, and it's really about sun protection and looking after your skin, spotting anything early and having it treated. But for, yes, those over the 60 age bracket, the baby boomers in particular, who used to put on, baby oil or coconut oil. The damage is done. And year on year, that damage builds. And so that's what we've seen in that older age bracket.
I mean, it is about long-term behaviours, isn't it? I mean, it's never too late, or sorry, you're never too young to start the slip, slop, slap message.
Exactly. A lot of the things that these days, people look at, protecting themselves, but you can also, I guess, have little reminders. So, for instance, on my iPhone, I have a little app that actually tells me the time of the day when it's going to be worst out there in the with regard to the UV level and when to protect yourself. So there's lots of ways. Slip, slop, slap is one.
Yeah.
Staying out of the sun in particular is another. So seeking out shade and then also having on your sunnies to protect your eyes as well.
Chris, is Sid still around? I can't recall him seeing him on telly recently.
No, he hasn't been around for a while. The jingle isn't really out there and promoted, but I guess the mantra is still there. And it's really pleasing to see that in the education sense, in the schooling sector, that they do embrace the, activities around being sun smart. And a lot of our schools have, shade cloth areas. They have no hat, no play, a whole host of things that are educating and ingraining those behaviours that should stay with the children, through into their adult years about sun protection.
So we replace the slip, slop, slap campaign basically with what the kids are getting told and must do at school. That's the change?
That is the change, yes. Yeah. And I think also getting to not just schools but also to organisations, people that work outdoors, we see that they have outdoor protective clothing that are, has typically usually the UV protection barrier in the clothing, and then also the sunscreens available for people working outdoors. So it's great to see that employers are actually being sun smart as well for their employees.
I'd like to see Sid come back, Chris.
You would?
Yeah.
This is a catchy little jingle.
It is. And I don't think we have enough of them in modern day media. I mean, there's a lot of jingles and a lot of things that we've seen in the past that work. I mean, what was the little one? It'll come to me in a moment. Do the right thing. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You remember that one?
Yeah. And the jingles, you're right, do stick.
Yeah, they
and if
do.
They can actually be a little subconscious reminder. Mm. Then that's a good thing.
Let's get Sid back up and running. Good on you, Chris. Appreciate the chat this afternoon. Chris McMillan, the CEO of the Cancer Council of Queensland. So the message is getting through, and it was always going to be some sort of lag time, wasn't it? 1981, he first popped up. The Sid, the Seagull, catchy tunes. Or do you think now that what kids go through, you've got kids, you've got grandkids, or maybe even what you had at school, is that enough? Are we changing the attitudes? The no hat, no play? I mean, even going swimming now, it was my little bloke's swimming lesson today at school, Raph, and he was so, he said, no, I need to take a rashie, Dad. I said, but mate, you're in the pool that's undercover, like indoors for the little ones in grade one. He said, no, we still need a rashie. I thought that was overkill, but at least he's got it in his mind. What do you reckon? Who's got the better cut through? Is it the school, the rules, or is it Sid, the seagull?